That was spooky. I don't hear the microphone.
Microphones don't work. My microphone works.
Why does your microphone work? Hang on. Oh.
Because I put it down.
Technical difficulties at the beginning.
Let's just act like nothing happened.
Rewind.
Spooky. That was spooky, wasn't it? And it was groovy and was probably one of the most unusual Stardew 45s. And also probably the most unusual steel player. Pete Drake, legendary steel player, tried experimental stuff like the talking steel. And this was his 45 on Stardew. The Spook, backed with Pleading. Both pretty good.
It's been a while we started the show with a instrumental, so.
True.
Nice.
So.
And I thought we'd start with Stardays.
Yes, we have a Starday start here.
My next record is also Starday. It's been, yeah, I guess first it's been a while since we've done a show again, but I'm back now.
You always
now.
Say that.
And yeah, well, I'm back again. Yeah, I always say that too. I'm back now. It's true. So yeah, it's been a while to kind of since I've been back to kind of catch up and with work and everything. So now we're finally back on track. Maybe we'll be able to do it a bit more often like we used to. We'll see how it goes.
Let's see how that goes. I didn't buy too many promises. Records recently. So the bad thing is now you're back. Everything seems to be fine. You play the Suicide Blues. How bad is that?
Well, I'm still a little sad these days.
You should be.
So, yeah, this is the Stardew record. I label String Bean and his banjo called Suicide Blues. Mm-hmm. It's a really good song.
It's an EP even.
Yeah, it's an EP. All right, let's do it.
I'm going to kill my simple Lord in me. Or to kill myself, you wait and see. Wanna whittle myself a little wooden gun, blow my brains out just for fun, and kill myself, oh Lordy me. My good gal, she's even done me wrong. Yeah, she walked right away with another man. Well, she walked right away with another man, and I'll get even with her if I can. Gonna kill myself, oh Lordy me. I'm going to hang myself, oh Lordy me. I'm going to hang myself, you wait and see. Gonna get me a spool of sewing thread, hang myself till I'm dead, and kill myself, oh Lordy me. I'm going to drown myself, oh Lord, in me. Gonna drown myself, you wait and see. Gonna jump in the river about 2 inches deep, lay right down and go to sleep, and drown myself, oh Lord, in me. I'm going to lay with my head on a railroad track, on that cold steel. Gonna lay with my head on a railroad track. Gonna lay with my head on the railroad track, and a train come along, I'm gonna jerk it back and kill myself, oh Lordy me. I know my gal will weep, I know she moan. Yeah, I know my gal will weep, I know she moan. Well, I know she'll weep and I know she'll moan. Hopefully the rest of these boys alone, I'm gonna kill myself, oh Lordy me.
Oh,
two beautiful pieces of bluegrass.
That was so beautiful. Here. I'm really jealous of that record.
Especially because we're not bluegrass experts in any way. But I mean, we just had a famous steel guitar player, and now we had a famous banjo player. That was Buzz Busby.
Well, I mean,
and
his Dream Bayou Bean Boys. And his banjo. That's his name.
Yes, but I mean, it's bluegrass, so. I think this, I believe since we started with Star Day, this came also out on Star Day, as far as I remember. I might tell you a lie now, I don't know, but this is a pretty beat up on record on the Jiffy label, which looks really beautiful. And, oh, what a beautiful song.
That was really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to use this as a label shot, because it's just so cute. Lost.
Lost. Are you feeling lost?
I always do. Today, I'm kind of feel lost, so don't...
Yeah, I think I am too.
If we are acting weird today, then...
maybe we won't talk as much, then we have more time for records.
That's what a crazy idea that is. What
I
is
should,
that?
The next record I should be playing in June, I just realized, because the label is called
so
is
wrong,
June.
So wrong.
But, you know, well, it's a reline setup, so... this is Tex Unruh, Go Dig.
Go Dig.
So, yeah, getting lost, go dig a hole.
Dig for more records.
Yeah. I did do a little bit of digging while I was in Texas. Didn't find too much stuff, but I did find a few little things here and there. No killers, but it was fun to dig again. One last time to dig in the records for a while anyway. All right.
Here we go.
In the darkness of a mountain, like a sailor on the roaring sea, many brave, true-hearted miners give their life for you and me. Go dig, a miner must go dig. God will go with me when I go dig. He'll take the weight that's too great to bear, and from my soul that nation roll when I go dig with a prayer. Go dig down inside the mountain, in the bowels of this old planet Earth. Whoa, dig black diamonds forever, far away from human mirth. Spend your bone, heart, and muscle, underground support the millionaire. So you die beneath the mountain, do you think you know or care? Go dig, a miner must go dig. God will go with me when I go dig. You take the weight that's too great to bear, and from my soul damnation roll when I go dig with a prayer. Many wives made a widow by the cruel, jealous mind. On that last trip to the mountain, with the dear one goes the sunshine. Go dig, a miner must go dig. God will go with me when I go dig. He'll take the weight that's too great to bear, and from my soul damnation roll when I go dig with a prayer. When I go dig with a prayer. When I go dig with a prayer.
Ha ha ha!
I believe
you're talking that over the record.
He's well, I did not. Well, that was over. I believe that this guy was a Mojo Man.
It's also a cool label.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. The Tide label, never seen before, distributed by Delphi Records. Okay, that's Larry Bright. I'm a Mojo Man.
I like how they had to put it in here. I'm a, yeah, in parentheses, whatever, Mojo Man.
I guess it was copyrighted as I'm a Mojo Man, but since it was absolutely useless, Mojo Man. Record I know nothing about, but I like it. It's a mover.
It's a mover.
A mover and a groover.
I guess I'll bring it down again, because...
Well, that's also a classic.
Yeah. Is it a classic?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you... Oh, no. I don't know what this is. I thought you played something different. What is it you got there?
I tricked you. This is the Blue Star label. We're going to the Star label. Star Day, Blue Star.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is Jim Kinney with and his Blue Stars. Vocals are Roger Pinkley, Town Clown.
Okay, Jim Kinney probably was a band leader, but there's a vocalist called Roger. All right.
Roger Pinkley. It's a very odd name.
It is. It is. Maybe that's why it wasn't a hit. I don't know.
All right. Well, you have Blue Stars and Pinkley. Mm-hmm. Town Clown.
Never record.
perfectly underproduced garage record, isn't it?
It's like the one I played before is also on. The Cornfed, actually, I think is on the Cornfed.
If you thing. Don't know the Cornfed series, which I'm sure you do, but if you don't,
and weird. Well,
the production of the compilations is absolutely amazing. Yeah. But the record that you played before pretty much sums up the entire series.
Yeah.
It was fantastically terrible in a way, and I like that. And a little similar, I think, about this record.
Yeah, it's all fantastic.
You will not hear what I'm telling you right now, because I always wanted this record, and I thought it's really nice, a beautiful song. I know the sound of the record wasn't good, but I like the song. It's just beautiful. That is the Dawn 5, A Necessary Evil, on the BG label out of Indiana. Indianapolis, I believe. And when I got this record, I was so terribly disappointed because I have to edit this out. Something happened during the pressing. There is a high-pitched, terrible, constant tone. It's not a hiss. It's not a crackle. It's just a real high-pitched all over the entire record.
It's not but that loud.
I think it's getting better towards the end, but in the beginning it's really bad. So I'm going to have to do some computer magic and filter that frequency, because otherwise this is an unbearable record.
Unbearable?
Unbearable, exactly.
Just like you.
But still, I really like the song, A Necessary Evil. It is cute.
All right. Good song. Now I'm going to mess it all up, as I usually do.
How do you mess this one up?
Play Bigger Than Texas on written a major label, Capitol.
Oh yeah, Tommy Sands.
Tommy Sands. This one everyone knows, but I found this in the box in Texas, so I was like, you know what? for 15 cents, I can't go wrong.
Tommy Sands really had a lot of records, and I think Capitol Records wanted to make him the biggest rock and roll star of all time, but I always thought he was too orchestral. He was more pop than anything else, but this one is actually not so bad.
Yeah, well, I've been kind of lining it up for the next record, because I have another Texas influence.
Okay.
So, Bigger Than Texas, Tommy Sands. Yeehaw.
Well, it's big and it's wide. Room for 8 other states inside. It's where big men do big things and big towns like big springs, but bigger than all of Texas is my love, my love. So baby, you are the answer to my every breath. I could love you every minute, my heart and soul right little. My love is little, till you kiss me, squeeze me, not brittle. All I had to do was look into those blue-bonnet eyes of blue. Now bigger than all the Texas is my love for you.
A big, big, bigger than Texas. 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 Big.
Well, a bigger than all of Texas is my love, my love for you. Well, baby, you are the answer to my
I know you heard it all 1,000 times before.
That was
but
good, though.
This is such a monster of a killer of a deadly of a berserk. What else do I have? This is for me one of the king of blues boppers of all time. Absolutely
it's adorable.
Fantastic.
That was Cassie.
Yeah, of course it was Howlin' Wolf, poor boy, on chess. Slightly hammered, but sounded better than I remember it. And, I mean, it's just, that's a classic.
Can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that, ever.
Ever. Well, I'm going to play something a little bit different, as usual. And this one's, you know, from a Texas boy, Willie Nelson, which we never really play, I don't know.
Like, Willie was cool, but I never really liked his music. But
I
this
like
song
his music.
Is actually really good.
I like his music, and I love everything about Willie, actually. And I've always, that's one person I've never got to see live, unfortunately. My sister, even, she's not even a country fan. She got to see him live for free on the streets of Fort Worth, which I was so angry when I heard about that. And yeah, he's still going strong, but I don't think I'll make it to see him before the time passes.
Well, who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, this one is, there's a different versions of this, actually. This one's on the Monument label. I never cared for you. Yeah.
But I think
there's
the
different versions of this one, like a later versions, I think 2 or 3. I'm not sure how many, but this is my favorite one.
This, I believe, the Monument is the first recording,
I, think so too,
I believe.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
So, yeah. Because it actually it got me into it because we were watching the country documentary on Arte, which, I don't know, it's a German TV channel. But
I may have talked about German TV before. The only German TV channel that is watchable is not a German TV channel. It's actually a German-French TV channel. They play good stuff. They have they have quality programs.
Yeah, lots of documentaries, and punk ones, and all kinds of stuff.
And there was the history of country music, basically. It was like 10 episodes or something. And starts very early in the beginning of the century, all the way till today.
Which is horrible, the last ones.
The last ones. What was this one?
I don't even go there. Straight or something with it?
It covered a lot of country artists, and it was interesting to watch. And
new
the last
country.
Episodes were not something that I would have needed to watch for the music, but it was really nice.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people interviewed, and of course, Willie was there. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
So.
But here's him on a record.
Let's go.
The sun is filled with ice and gives no warmth at all. The sky was never blue. The stars are raindrops searching for a place to fall. And I never cared for you. I know you won't believe these things I tell you. No, you won't believe. Your heart has been forewarned, all men will lie to you. Your mind cannot conceive. Now all depends on what I say to you and on your doubting me. So I've prepared these statements far from true. Pay heed and disbelieve. The sun is filled with ice and gives no warmth at all. The sky was never blue. Stars are raindrops searching for a place to fall. And I never cared for you. The sun is filled with ice and gives no warmth at all. The sky was never blue. Stars are raindrops searching for a place to fall. I never cared for you. I never cared for you. I never cared for you.
wind, be kind. Tell her for me. Tell her that I love her so. I'll never see. Wind, be kind. Tell her for me. Tell her that I love her so.
You ever heard Seagulls on this show?
Aww.
It's a beautiful record.
That's one of my favorite records ever. And it's a
what? No, don't overdo it. Don't overdo it.
And of course, he had to buy it.
I had to buy it. I have the other, and also because I have the other Johnny Garmin.
I know.
Since I found you, which I love, and then this one showed
since
up.
You found me.
Since I found you.
You love it? Did you found me?
Enough of that. I'm going to tell you, it's not that just this Johnny Garmin 45 on the Missile label. I think that was his third, I believe. He had three 45s on Missile. This is the third. Hey Wind, backed with The Shadows Dance. And I tell you what, I'm gonna be rude, mean, and evil. I'm just gonna turn this record around.
Because well.
The other side
cider.
Is an instrumental. There's not much happening, but it's got a good sound, and it's pretty good.
I'm going to play a beat-up one.
Oh, that is an obscure record that I never even heard of its existence. It's really interesting. It's terribly beat-up.
It's very beat-up, so be prepared.
Prepared.
Just like my brain is beat-up. I can't talk anymore.
I really like the Ruby label, but you found this thing I never heard about.
It doesn't even like fit up for the Ruby label. It's not something you normally... Like,
yes,
yeah,
it does, but it's, again, a really primitive recording.
Yeah.
It's got that... Ohio Ruby primitive whatever, it probably was a garage recording or something, but they all I don't know why I have a sweet spot for this label. And who is it?
Hank Rogers Wild Horse.
It's a really special record.
It is special.
Unfortunately, it's terribly beat up, but we will enjoy that anyway.
All right,
here it is.
Wild, running towards the horizon. You can hear his feet as we go riding by him. There's a wild horse in the deep blue horizon. Far off in the distance the wolves are baying. You can see him running on the horizon. Watch him run along the skyline. Watch him run along the skyline. Wild. Wow!
It may not be a very special instrumental, but I really do like it, like the sound of it. Yeah, two from Johnny Garman and The Shadows. This one was The Shadow Dance.
The Shadow Dance.
The Shadows Dance, actually. Yeah. And yeah, I looked it up. I had to. It's his third. The first one was You're Wrong, which is basically a killer rockabilly stomper. But I will not pay money for this. I made an offer on this one, I think. It was overpriced in a shop. And I said, would you give this away for less? And he said, well, all right. So.
Oh, goodness. Hey, Wind.
Hey, Wind.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've been playing lots of little sad songs, I guess.
Oh, no, already. But I like this one. This is...
But it's a little bit more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta pick yourself up when you're feeling down.
Mm-hmm.
And Bearable's been doing that for me the last
what?
Days.
No, I'm usually the grumpy kind of guy. Who...
He is grumpy, but whenever I'm down, he seems to kind of pull me up. So I wouldn't wait around.
Yep. That is
Dave Dudley,
A guy I was never a fan of. No. But
this is the second record that's good. It's the second song.
Yeah, he had this "Where There's a Will, There's a Way," which I absolutely love. And yeah, and this is the other one. On what label is
Pelham?
That? Pelham Records. All
very
right.
Very odd looking label, but mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't wait around.
Let's hear it. It's nice. It's really nice.
The story you're about to hear is true. I found someone for myself while you went with someone else, so I wouldn't wait around if I were you. You told me every time would be the last time. By the time you get it said, you're gone again. Well, I won't be the one to fill your pastime, so I'll say it very clear, this is the end. With all your practice, you'll find someone new. It's all the way it used to be, except no running back to me. I wouldn't wait around if I were you.
This love I offer you, this heart that will be true, these arms that long to hold you tight. Take these lips that whisper, dear, I need to have you near and kiss you tenderly each night. For the golden ring and love that's true, there's just one thing your arms to hold me tight, your lips to kiss each night. My dream is just to be with you. No other one could ever be the only one for me. So take this love and say I do. My dream is just to be with you. No other one could ever be the only one for me. So take this love and say I do. So take this love and say I do. Say I do.
For some reason that I heard it was kind of an Eddie Cochran sound, wasn't it? Not the guitar, though, but that was Dave Burgess. Take This Love, One Challenge. And for some reason, it sounded like it could have been... I was waiting for an Eddie Cochran guitar break. I'm sure it was not him.
Take this love and shove it.
What? Okay, now we're getting silly.
Take this job.
What you got there?
Ah, I was trying to look for other things, but I just keep coming back to the sad stuff.
Well, that's all right, because we are sad.
It's about my pitiful past.
Oh, terrible. Pitiful past, pitiful future.
Let's not get started with that. But what's the label, actually?
Lunita?
Nita?
N-E-I-T-A. Very unusual looking record label.
Yes. Larry Ladd with two D's. Pitiful past.
Hmm. What is it?
A little country. I really haven't played any popcorn or.
We don't have to always play popcorn.
Mine's mostly just been country set today.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's hear it.
I was born in a little shack in a country town by a railroad track. I've never known love, only hate. If I was already gone, I'd already be late. There's nothing in this old town for me but broken dreams and memories. I can't wait to leave this place. If I was already gone, I'd already be late. So I'll be moving on to a better home, moving on to greener grass, stepping into a brighter future and stepping out of my past. Maybe someday I'll settle down, but it won't be anywhere near this old town. I'm no bait for such a crazy mistake. If I was already gone, I'd already be late. I'll be moving on to a better home, moving on to greener grass, stepping into a brighter future and stepping out of my past.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. I'm in the rubber room. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a screaming pretty words
trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber, 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 rubber. A psycho. I'm in the rubber room. Do 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 do
Another famous country singer that I usually don't collect at all, but this record is absolutely fantastic. That is like mid-70s, isn't it? What is that, 1970?
It's so good.
Three or four. Yeah, that's Porter Wagoner, The Rubber Room. I don't know many of his records, but I still declare it's his best. It's fantastic, great production. Produced by Bob Ferguson on RCA at the time when labels had gotten already really ugly.
I have a couple of those.
We had some technical issues here. I found that our either the one needle was dirty or something. We had to cue it up several times. We're going to cut that out. But yeah. What a wagon. The Rubber Room. The place you don't want to end up in.
We can edit that out.
Mm-hmm. What you got there?
Well, I figured out The Rubber Room. I played Desolate.
Not sure if that
sounds like just...
Might go together.
Lonely and... Whatever, I don't know.
I'm going to have to find something more positive here. It's terrible.
How much time do we have, actually?
Well, not much, actually. I mean, it's an hour past, so maybe play each one record each.
All right. Well, here we go.
Desolate. Who is it?
I guess I could announce. This is on the GM record label, Desolate, by Carl Linder.
All right. So. Let's hear it.
Down last dreary road, seeking paths and trails unknown. I know now I'm a rambling man. Far over hill and over plain, seeking out what fates to give a man whose heart is set to roam. Throat so dry, feet so sore. Soon I know I'll
find. Lose your woman, but don't lose your mind. Lose your woman, but don't fool with mine. Heard you lost your woman, 'cause she's cheated wrong. But don't lose your mind. Lose your woman, but don't fool with
Yeah, I felt like changing the mood totally here.
That was insane.
I think that worked very well.
I'm not sure about that.
That was a great record. It was kind of a...
From one extreme to the next.
That was kind of a something between the Beatles and the Sir Douglas Quintet to me. The Rondells on Smash, Lose Your Money. Awesome 45. I didn't lose any money to get that thing. It was basically a hit record.
He said, lose my mind.
He
lose
also, mind. Yes, he did sing about that too. Yeah.
I guess when you lose your money, you lose your mind.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Well, this one is a bit psych. That's all I gotta say. No, I'm just kidding.
Boring.
It's on the Extremely Brave label. Casey's Last Ride by Mike Larson.
It's funny
and
that
it
it's actually
sounds a bit like the one I played before. I think
it's country psych.
Bit,
yeah.
But yeah.
The weird thing is the it's a big production. It sounds big and fat and fantastic, but the label looks like it's essentially just a stamp. It's the most lovelessly made label on planet Earth.
On planet Earth.
Mike Larson. Okay.
Who's yep. That? Mm-hmm. And that's the last one for today, I guess.
Oh, written by Chris Christopherson. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Chris Christopherson. Oh, he's a great
He's a great songwriter.
We learned more about him also in the documentary that we watched. And, like, I didn't realize how much he actually...
Neither did I. I mean, my knowledge about music basically ends somewhere in the mid-60s. Anything that happened after that is a completely blind spot for me. But apparently he was really good. And he wrote the song called Casey's Last Ride.
All right. Then that's our last ride.
That is our last ride for tonight. And
yeah, thanks for sticking around if you did. Sorry I had to bring you down if I did.
Let's hear it. And see you next time,
yeah.
I guess.
See you next time.
See you now. We hear each other next time. We don't see each other at all.
This is Gully Gush OG.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
I'm Highfalutin Bama.
And this is my... This is my... Mighty Mishka. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway in the shadows down below. Following the footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. The poison air he's breathing has the dirty smell of dying, 'cause it's never seen the sunshine and it never felt the rain. Casey mines the arrows and ignores the fatal echo of the clicking of the turnstiles and the rattle of his chain. Oh, she said, Casey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here, she said, just a kiss to make a body smile. See, she said, I put on new stockings just to please you. Oh Lord, she said, Casey, can you only stay a while? Casey leaves the underground and stops inside the Golden Crown for something wet to wipe away the chill upon his bones. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men who reach for anything they can to keep from going home. Standing in the corner, Casey drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. Then he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders at the reason. Is it beer that's in his belly, or a tear that's in his eye? Oh, she said, I suppose you seldom think about me. Now, she said, now that you've a family of your own. Still, she said, it's so blessed good to feel your body. Oh Lord, she said, Casey, it's a shame to be alone.
Okay, we could cut that off.
Sorry about that.
I should have listened.
I didn't listen to it all the way through.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a good song, but kind of got on my nerves after a while. But yeah, goodbye. Just thank you.